door is open, the welcome mat is out, and this is It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. My name is Edie Weinstein, and together we'll be exploring what relationships are really all about. Sometimes they're light and playful, sometimes messy and challenging. Our guests are transformational teachers and authors, artists and musicians in this realm that makes life so sweet. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to a new season of It's All About Relationships. We took the month of August off and played some wonderful repeat episodes of some of the most popular over the last year. And as we're entering into the show today, I do it with a bit of sadness and a bit of joy mixed together. For those who don't know, a few days ago, an icon in the spiritual field, psycho-spiritual field is what I would call it, passed. Wayne Dyer was an amazing speaker, healer, writer, human being that I had the joy of interviewing a few times and the blessing of meeting at the Celebrate Your Life conference in Phoenix back in 2011. And a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday, Liz Dawn Donahue, another one of our show hosts, did a tribute to Wayne, and you can listen to that on the Vivid Life page as well. And then coming up in a few months, in early November in Phoenix, there's going to be a tribute to Wayne because he was going to be a speaker there. So there'll be a loving tribute to him as well. So take a few moments in the stillness of your minds and the fullness of your hearts to send him a blessing and to send his beautiful family a blessing. So as we enter into the show today, we celebrate life. And the music that helps us celebrate the show every week is called Only You, and it was written by my friends Rick Denzine and Deborah Lee of Lyra Project. So my guest tonight is a return visitor back by popular demand. His name is David Beck, and tonight we're going to be talking about the concept of redefining the relationship between father and son. It's a unique relationship, and it's going to answer some questions. We talk about what are the labels that men are given that they feel a need to live up to, and how can they become their own men in the process. So, David, are you with us right now?
Hello, Edie.
Hello, hi.
Hello. It's so good to be here. Thank you for having me back. Yay.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. So as we launch into this, what is the unique bond that you found between fathers and sons?
The unique bond between fathers and sons. Well, that differs from person to person. My bond with my father is really all about finding the gifts within myself from my father. My father really is an absentee father per se all of my life. So it's really about finding the goodness, that word, you know, good, bad, but the goodness. And so it really is all about finding and honoring what we inherited that is our purpose in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So who did you become as a result of being your father's son?
Who did I become as a result of being my father's son? Oh,
yes.
Edie, these questions.
I've been doing this a long time, honey.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Who did I become? I've become, with the result of my the relationship with my father, I feel the biggest that I've gained is compassion, being able to embrace compassion and practicing standing for myself. That's mm-hmm. what I've gained.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So what are the labels that men sometimes take on, either by choice or by cultural assignment?
Well, the men, masculine. The labels that the world projects is that all men, masculine. Men don't cry. Men are strong and independent. There's so many labels. It's each defined within our lineage and how we're raised. And truth of the matter is, we're all masculine and feminine. So we have both feminine and masculine qualities. And those gifts that we have, that's for me what it's about. Because man, woman, women are just men reversed, and men are just women reversed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good way to look at it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are there ways that you've struggled with society's view of what a man is supposed to be?
Oh, absolutely. My entire life, ever since little boy. I mean, first, I'm a gay man. And so growing up back in the day, it was something that either wasn't talked about or shamed. Growing up as well, being a dancer and a choreographer in my family lineage, that's not a job. That's not what a man does. Men don't follow their passion. Men go to work, and well, in my family, it was you go to work. In other families, it's you go to work so you could make the money and take care of your family, and there you have it. So, yeah. Did that answer your question for you?
as best as we can. So as a gay man, you talked about the additional challenges. There's a beautiful song that I want to tell you about if you're not already familiar with it that really addresses some of what I know from your divulging personally in your life. It's called Boys in the Street. I don't know if you're familiar with it. The song is written and sung by a man named Greg Holden. And it's about this father that's ashamed of his gay son and tells him to stop kissing boys in the street, and that as the father ages and the son matures, the father comes to see that this is who his son is, and that he comes to some semblance of acceptance. Has that happened in your life, or is that something you wish would happen in the father-son relationship?
It's something that, for me, I continue to work on and practice, because really it does come down to acceptance of self. It comes up. I'm a human man, so if I'm my relationship with my father, and this is actually the first time in all the radio shows and everything that I've done that I've ever fully spoken about my relationship with my dad. My relationship with my dad is really, right now, it's text messages. And I will go to visit him, and there's, for me, a certain amount of time that I can handle that to where I can only put up my armor for so long. Because, let's face it, I'm his child. We are our parents' children. And for me, I will always remain open to the aspect of people can change. Yeah. And no matter how old you are, there is some mind choice that we can make that can change everything. And for me growing up, my father was, when he was around and when I ended up moving in with my grandmother, was abusive, both my mother and father. People often ask me in the work I do and in readings, do you face dark energy and dark spirits? And I always say the darkest energy that I face, and I believe anyone can face, is having your own mother and father's hands around your throat, being a child, being abused.
Yeah.
So for me, with my dad, he's no longer physically abusive, because I stand for myself. The last time he was, I was 18 and I stood for myself. However, still to this day, he can be abusive with his words, because he hasn't made that choice to say something different. I'll give you an example, and this is an example. Oh yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, honey, I want to honor what you're sharing. You are incredibly courageous. But can we speak more after the break Take a breath. I'm going to take a breath with you, and catch, you know, and catch my breath, because I'm about to cry also. And I want to hear what you have to say and give you time to fully share this. So, folks, my guest is David Beck, who is an amazing healer and psychic. And if you want to learn more about this incredibly courageous man, go to David, D-A-V-E-D, Beck.com. So we'll catch you after the break.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to the next portion of It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and my guest is David Beck. And we were talking about the relationship between fathers and sons. And David, you were sharing from the heart about when you stood up for yourself with your father and said, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, and it's still, they're not going to take it anymore. It's a continual practice. And the example of, it was my 39th birthday, so just a couple of years ago, and I went to go see him, and he actually introduced me to his friends as the oldest, his oldest, the mistake. And, you know, and he then will turn and say, oh, I'm just joking. But again, those words, you know, touch the child of a parent, right? And so it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna go home now. Here I drove an hour, and I've got the 5 minutes with you. Great. And sometimes we, for those of us that have parents that still trigger us in that way, even if you haven't faced abuse in the likes that I have, it's standing for yourself and not feeling bad. It's taking care of ourselves and nurturing and saying, you know what, that's not acceptable to me. And sometimes our ego can come up and say, oh, and which is just our fear, and saying, oh, just take it. You know, I was also raised living with my grandmother, turning the other cheek, you know, which meant, you know, don't fight, turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. Just let him keep slapping you, basically. Yeah, no. So it's
keep
really...
running out of cheeks there for a while.
Exactly, exactly. I've got the two on my face and the two I sit on. Come on now. So it is standing for yourself and knowing that you're worth it. Yes, we have parents that were vessels to bring us into this world for us to serve our purpose. And if there are people that have faced abuse or have parents and such. It's to move through that, which, again, it's a continual practice. It's about finding the gifts within your parents that we inherit. That my father is very work oriented and he's committed to his job and committed to that, and he's also committed to himself. And some could actually, some have labeled him as selfish. And there's an aspect that I actually respect and admire because he does think about himself, and that's a practice for me. That, you know, you gotta accept yourself. So
So, how do we redefine our relationships with our parents? And second, to latch on to that, how do we prevent becoming like them? How do we break the chain?
Again, if my father fully would have, I think the universe, God, got a source for the life that I lived and everything that I faced, because it did make me the man I am. If my father would have raised me, I would not be the man I am today. And how to not become is, again, going back to what are the gifts? What hurts me so bad that I'm not going to be? I was a child that witnessed my mother's head being banged in against the wall, from all of that stuff. And when it was in my face, when it's in our face, I made a contract, I will never treat anybody that way.
Mm-hmm.
But that energy, if a child is witnessing this, or a teenager, or an adult even, we are all teachers and students, no matter how young or old we are. So we learn. And so that experience is teaching something. And so that energy then, it becomes presence of mind and presence of heart to know, okay, let me call this out. How is this energy? How is what I was taught coming through? And actually finding those ways. And and then making that conscious choice to change it. Because then again, without my parents, I wouldn't have known hate, which then teaches me how to love.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's the truth.
Not too long ago, I did an interview. My father actually let him interview him about my life. And one of the best quotes that he had stated about my mom, because I was asking him all about my mom, and he actually didn't remember a lot. However, one thing he said, I said, "Did you love my mom?" And he goes, "That was a lot of hate to love." So just in that statement, he didn't love my mom. He's not acknowledging the love, and really it's because maybe he's not loving himself fully, whatever that is.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how do people create, or maybe you've done this, how have you created family of choice to take the place of your birth family that didn't give you the nourishment and the love that you deserved?
Well, it's being in that mindset that we're all teachers and students. And so, and in that mindset, we're all mothers and fathers. We are mothers and fathers of this world. So the people that I come into contact with, I do my best to practice in how is this person nurturing me and how am I showing up? How am I showing up as me? And so it's putting for me, just recently, last year, I joined a bowling league because for the past 2 years, I've been healing my 20-year ending of a relationship. And so I wanted to get out and not isolate myself anymore and make friends and also see how my abilities are. And it is, it's seeing and acknowledging who's nurturing. Because when we acknowledge the gifts in others, then we then can see this person is nurturing. This person is a listener. We acknowledge the gifts in one another. That's really what I believe will be a healing choice in this world, is if every person would just take a moment to acknowledge the other person standing in front of them as a gift, because we just reflect back to one another. So That's how I believe, and redefining those words, not going on the shoulds of our parents, like, this is the definition of a man, this is the definition of a woman. You know, whatever, we know what a man and woman is. We're all human beings. We're all men and women. So it's about defining for ourselves the actions in which we take, like, which we walk. So that's how
so
I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are the, you know, there's an adage in the recovery field, the therapeutic field, that hurt people hurt people. I don't believe that that has to be true, and you are a living, breathing example of the fact that does not have to be true. I don't know you a very long time. I think, you know, we've been friends on Facebook for a while, and we actually met last summer, I think, for the first time, and you're one of the gentlest souls I've ever met.
Thank
you're pretty darn psychic, too. You know stuff. So, Do you think your abilities developed as a result of, rather than in spite of, what you lived through?
Yes. And my abilities, they're born within all of us. We all have intuition, yet I practice it. It's my job. It's my passion. Mm-hmm. But yes, traumas. Just last year I started seeing a clinical therapist just to, you know, make sure I'm not. And it's, I've come to accept the fact that, yeah, I faced a lot of trauma. I knew that. I knew it. But, yeah, trauma opens it up, because all of that trauma, if I wouldn't have faced and moved through that trauma, you know, I'm here to help others. And, you know, I'm not the only one who's gone through this. So.
Right.
That's what my purpose is for. And so, yeah, the gift of trauma.
Yeah, okay, there's another show. You know, I definitely would like to have you back on next year. I mean, actually, literally, that's when I have, you know, an opportunity to interview more people, you know, because we're booked through the rest of the year. You know, people love sharing their stories, and I love having them on the show. So next year we can talk about that, the gift in trauma. I think that would be beautiful, because you have so much, you know, to share. You are what I call not just a survivor, but a thriver, because you give back. And that really makes a huge difference. So if you could take a moment to brag a little bit. You got an award of some kind last year.
It's a voting, it started in 2011,
okay.
2012. I was voted one of the world's most trusted psychics and mediums. And then last year, I actually was entered into the Lightworker Hall of Fame and received a Life Achievement Award. And this year as well, I ended it's all a voting process in the aspect of clients that I've worked with who have experienced, send an email, or radio show, anyone I've worked with who's changed their life, send an email, and they vote. And they send their experience. That's how it's done. And yeah, it's a huge honor and a blessing. And I always dreamed of being in books, and yeah, here I am.
And you know, I like that idea.
It's
that, you know, the most
doing my passion.
Oh, absolutely. Well, David, thank you so much for being on the show, and again for sharing what I know was a very vulnerable topic. And what I encourage you to do after the show is do something nurturing for yourself. At least, you know, at the very least, give yourself a great job hug. And I'm hugging you from here, because it was just, you know, marvelous to hear you share about that. And I know that for those listeners who've been where David is, you know, who are or have been where David has been, know how hard it is to speak about this in public. So bless you, my friend. I'm grateful that you did this.
Well,
so,
thank you for inviting me back.
Oh, my pleasure. And folks, next week my guest is Marilyn Suttle. She's the co-author of a book called Who's Your Gladys? And if you want to find out what that means, and I've read the book and I love it, listen to us next week. She's going to be talking about customer-focused communication tips, because it's my contention that sales, marketing, whatever, is all about relationships. So if you want to stay in touch with me, you can find me on Facebook at Edie Weinstein. I do have a page for the show, also All About Relationships. And my website is www.optimistical.com. So until next week, I thank you. I bless you. I love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us here on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio, opening your heart and mind to the possibilities that are there for you to create a life that is filled with love. Until next week, wishing you healthy and fulfilling relationships and sending hugs from here.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.